what God has been doing to us lately is that God is revealing to us a body of love in the heavens. A body of love in the heavens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, when God reveals this body of love, the intention is that God wants every person to be reconnected to this body of love. Because we can see from the things created, God is like an artist. And the artist draws, you can call him a modeler, the modeler models, you know. You can call him a painter, you can call him, you know, whatever. But what God produces out of himself is simply love and love and love. When your eyes are open to see into the creation, into the blueprint of the creation, you will see that all that God is saying is love. Everything is all about love. And the Bible says that God is love. That definition of God is love came by revelation. It's not something that the Hebrews knew. It's not something that John knew before he saw the light. God says that, John says that God is love, and anybody that loves is born of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anybody that loves is born of God. The faith with which God creates the heavens and the earth is out of love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And there is no way a man can exercise the totality of God without love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That power of God cannot be manifested in a wicked man. It cannot be manifested in a carnal man. It cannot be meditated in a self-centered man. That power of love can only be manifested in somebody who has ascended into love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that's why God reminds us. Remember the morning stars when they shouted together for joy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When the foundations of the world was being made, God was reminding you that you were among those people. It's a body of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How lovely it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unity means oneness. That unity cannot be found in this world. You cannot find it in your family, your natural families on the earth. That unity and love is only found in God. Now, if you are lamenting that your family is in tatters and everybody is fighting each other, and things are out of course in your family, don't marvel. It's only normal. These earthly models are not perfect, but there's a family in heaven. One family in the heavens, and that is the family of God. And you see, when you begin to recognize the system of God, you begin to leave that which is of this world. You begin to leave the earthly. There's no point trying to solve anything in this world. Don't try to solve things on the level of the reasonings of men. Don't try to save men the way people try to save men. Rather, leave everything and move higher to God. If you have a child that is giving you hell, and the child has come of age, put that child on the altar of God, and God will handle that child. Don't let that child hinder you from going higher in God. Some of these things that we have in our family members, our brothers, our sisters, our children, are these things that have become stumbling blocks in our life. Don't feel guilty. Go higher in God. Jesus Christ says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. If you allow God to lead you higher in love, they will see the light. Those same people that you have left aside, they will still come back and be saved because you've obeyed the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, when Jesus Christ comes, he doesn't come to solve the problem of men. He says, go high come with me and I will show you a place to go. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When God came to in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, he didn't go out there trying to solve the problem of the men. He came to carry those who will hear him and recognize him. And he took them away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is how God operates. And it says, when you see the abomination that causes desolation, flee to the high mountains. Praise God. That high mountain is where the brethren dwell together in unity, in love, in oneness. We all live by one name, by one identity, by one spirit. Praise God. Everything we have is in common. Hallelujah. After all, if we are the ones in God created this world, all things are ours together. Nobody has more than the other. We are all knitted together. Paul says, all things are yours. All things are yours. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But how can you know this except you go higher in the realms of love? Jesus Christ says, the time comes when the love of many will wax cold because of the iniquity in this world, because of the challenges of life. The love of many waxes cold, and people leave the faith. When your love waxes cold, you now return back to your former state. You return back to your former state as a man, which is actually a state, a lowered state, a beastly state, the state of a beast. And in that state, that's where you have the backbiting, the bitterness, the manipulations, the calculations. You know, men are very good, smooth calculators. Praise God. We have these things in the families, we have these things among friends, everywhere. And by the time you get bruised and betrayed again and again by brethren and friends and family members, people become bitter. But Jesus Christ made a statement after that. He says, flee to the high mountains. Go higher. And if you endure unto the end, you shall be saved. If you endure unto the end, you shall be saved. Now, you know how many times I have fallen as a Christian? You know how many times I've fallen? You know what it means to fall? How many times I've fallen as a Christian? How many times I've backslidden as a Christian? If you know how many times I've backslidden, some few will stone me here and say, go back and sit down, you're not a pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, why God now began to identify the problems in my life, some of these things that are causing me to get a knockout all the time. One of the major areas is your family. Your family members in the flesh. If you want to go higher in the things of God, you must learn to put these people on the altar of God and move on with your life. Anybody who was to be called by God had to leave all those things. God called him, Abraham, leave all. Leave your father's house. Leave everything and I will show you a place to go. I will give you a greater family in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God called Elisha, you know, Elijah passed and placed a mantle on Elisha. He left everything to follow Elijah. That is why he could get the double portion. That is why he could see the mystery of the horsemen and the chariot of God. Praise God. And let me tell you the secret. What Elisha saw in the heavens, that scene is that composite body of love. It's the body of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When a man begins to forget these things, he returns back to being a beast. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. God is love. Hallelujah. And you see, when you deny God, you deny love. You deny oneness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you suffer for many things. The Bible says that they have corrupted themselves. They have done abominable iniquity. And there is no one that does good. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was something that happened to to what do they call him in the Bible? Nebuchadnezzar. You know the story of Nebuchadnezzar? A time came when Nebuchadnezzar forgot God. And you know what he did? He came out and became puffed up. Boastful. Paul says, you know, vainly puffed up with their fleshy, carnal minds. That is the natural man. Is you see, you can act humble and be a very proud person. You can have the appearance of a humble man in this world, but yet you are proud, pompous, and ignorant. You are that fool the Bible mentions in the Bible. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A fool has said in his heart that there is no God. What is God? Is it to say, God, 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 I praise, I worship you, I honor you? Is it to pay tithes and say that that is God? No. To know God, first of all, you will know the composite body of God. You will know a body that is neatly tied together with God, which is actually you and I together in oneness. That is God. Jesus Christ says this is eternal life, to know the true God and Jesus whom you have sent. That Jesus whom you have sent is not somebody in the sky, he's talking about the body of God. To know God and his body. That is knowledge. That is eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When the revelation comes, it dawns on you that you are actually dealing, you're not just dealing with men, but you are dealing with the body of the Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need silence and meditation to know these things. When Nebuchadnezzar forgets God, what happens? Do you know what happened to Nebuchadnezzar when he forgot God? He was degraded. He was degraded. He was driven away from his kingdom and he was degraded. He became like a beast. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible in the book of Daniel said that he became like a beast. He was driven into the forest, away from men. And he had feathers grow on him like a bird. And he ate grass like an ox. And his claws were like that of a lion. If you look at that scene properly, that is a very, very deep scene. Because in every man, there are these four faces. There are four faces in every man. You have the lion, you have the face of the lion within a man. You have the face of an ox. You have the face also of an of the eagle. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But that speaks of the various, you know, departments, your nature as a man. The eagle speaks of your mind. Your mind is supposed to be flying high in the heavens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The ox normally speaks about the seventh aspect of a man. Praise God. Then you have the other aspect, which is called the learner, which speaks of all your emotion. Hallelujah. All these things have got to do with the nature of a man, but these things become degraded when we forget God. Praise God. When you see wars, you see bitterness, you see hate. Have you watched in the animal kingdom the way animals behave? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When you watch men who are without the Spirit of God, you can liken them to beasts. It is written in fact that they may know that they are beasts. When a man walks with the natural spirit, it's just like a beast that perishes. A natural spirit, you are just like a natural beast which lives with the natural senses. He eats, he does everything normally and all that thing, like a normal creature of the earth. Praise God. But the time came in the life of Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible says, after 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar lifted up his face to heaven. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and he remembered God. And when he remembered God, his sanity was restored to him. And he was now restored back into his kingdom. Praise God. This is a story of fallen man. And a story of the redemption of man. Praise God. Because Nebuchadnezzar in this sense represents you in your glory in God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it shows how man has fallen, how man has left his glorious heights in God because of ignorance. And suddenly he remembers God. Suddenly he looks up into heaven. When you look up, it speaks about beginning to recognize once more the heavenly things of the Father. Praise God. It means about an awakening in consciousness. Praise God. Normally the beast is that which focuses on the earth, which is earthly, carnally minded, terrestrial. But suddenly your senses come back to yourself and you now begin to see the heavenly vision once more. You begin to recognize God's kingdom, the creation of God. You begin to recognize and remember your place in God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why he says, remember from where you are falling. Remember from where you are falling and go back into that height from where you are falling. Praise God. Because in your ascent, you can rediscover your pure nature of love. You have a nature that is the nature of God, and God is love. Praise God. And when you can rediscover that nature, then you can walk with the power of God without a shadow of doubt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how it works. Praise God. It says that faith out of a pure conscience, which is love, a conscience of love. Hallelujah. That is what God is here to restore to every man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says to those that believe, all things are possible. That means to those who believe they are like God. But you cannot have that faith without love. You can't have that faith without innocence. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can't have that faith without ascending up, because a natural man cannot love. That what we do to our children, we give them food, we see that is not, that is affection. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Certain things we do around ourselves, centered around ourselves and all that, is all affection. But we're talking of a love that is pure from God. Hallelujah. That is where he's restoring every man to. But he says, remember, like Nebuchadnezzar, the man has to lift up his face once more to heaven and begin to remember. Hallelujah. Begin to remember the heights from when you are falling. Begin to see the body of God in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when John the apostle was taken up into heaven, and he saw the visions that he writes in the book called Revelation, you can see that all those are heavenly visions. Praise God. He had to be taken up. He had, these things are not things that you can see. They are not discernible by the natural man of the earth. You cannot understand the things of God with the natural man. Praise God. Jesus never came to introduce something outside of yourself. Jesus never came to introduce or to speak of a kingdom of God somewhere in the sky that you go to where you die. He came to reveal to you mankind of a body that has been from the beginning. That's why he says, when you point an accusing finger on your brother or on your sister, you know, we are very good at that as men. Everybody points the finger. You know that telephone conversations, that person, you know what he did? Everybody's quiet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men are pointers, accusers. Have you heard of accusers of the brethren?
Yes.
Accusers, always seeing faults in others. But Jesus Christ says, wash your eyes first. It means shine your face. Remove the particles from your eyes. Then you will see that that is your brother. You will recognize your brother from the beginning. Praise God. Somebody say, but after that person, what that person did to me, can I love that person? After what that person has done to me, are we brothers? We have to let go of every human sentiment or every human thought. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this is, it comes by ascension in consciousness. As a man, you cannot forgive 77 times 7 times. You know that? 77 times 7 times. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says?
Yes.
Say, forgive the ones that offended you. That means continuous, infinitely. How can you do that? You can't do that except by your ascension. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This thing is not possible with the natural man. But with God, it is possible. With the revelation, with the understanding of the mystery of God, it is possible. With the ability to see the beginning. Because when you look into the heavens, you see your beginning. When you look into the heavens, you see the end. Because the beginning is the end. Every activity that we've had as men in between, you heard what the sister said, but a light affliction. For a moment, see, it really does not carry weight, eternal weight. Praise God. So you now want to, by faith, live in the end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And rest in the end with assurance that everybody will meet back in that unity of the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of these things, you might not experience them in the flesh, but we don't look at the things that are seen. But the things that are unseen. A spiritual people, hallelujah. A peculiar people, praise God. Let's open the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. You guys are so quiet today.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering whether I was speaking in tongues. Praise God. You know that some people are very smart. I've been to some places before, and I observe some people, if they want you to leave the stage, you know what they start doing? So by the time you look at them, when you speak, well, you just see somebody going, nobody will tell you when you will leave that stage. And your preaching will now begin to be shaky. Praise God. These are professional, you know, that's their job. They do it from church to church. I've seen them, and some of them have been here before, and I've watched them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For we are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's pause there. Now I want us to understand the language of Paul. This is not a language that is for the natural man. Paul is writing to the Christians. This is a letter to the Christians. It's not a public speech. See, there's a language which I will speak with Sister Gladys or somebody who understands the things of the Spirit, that if I write it in a letter, it will be misinterpreted by other people. So you see, Paul is speaking about the common salvation that we have. First of all, he has recognized that Christ is our life. That is your true identity. Christ is your life without a condition. See, and Christ is constantly being revealed to this world. This is the will of God. God wants the Son to be revealed to this world. And what Paul is saying is that you are the one that actually revealed him to the world. His appearance is your appearance. His manifestation is your manifestation. Hallelujah. Those of you who arise with Christ, those of you who focus, remain focused at that position in heavenly places, the position of all power where God's glory dwells, which is purely celestial. God is not a material God. God is spirit. And spirit fills all in all. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says here that let your mind be focused on things that are above. Jesus Christ says, let your treasures not be on the earth, where things change, things get rusted, things are taken away, things are stolen. But let your treasure be where? In heaven. In the spirit, in heaven. That is God's dwelling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let your treasure be there. Be focused on that. Walk in that reality right now. Because you are already risen. You have already risen. You that hear the trumpet. You that hear the message of the kingdom. You that hear these mysteries. You have already awakened to the reality of your true essence in God. You are dead. That means you are no more physical beings. You are dead to this world. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are dead to this world. Right now, you live by the Spirit. You walk in heavenly places. If you have your being in Him, if you walk in Him, then you are a heavenly creature. Because He's not of this world. He's not a terrestrial creature. You walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have a presence on earth physically, but you are already, you are in heavenly places. Jesus Christ says, nobody has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. You see this in the book of John. No man has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. You can experience heaven right now. You can walk in heavenly places right now. First of all, by recognizing your identity, your true nature, and recognizing the presence, which is everywhere, like the water covers the seas. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can walk in that reality. Now, this is what God is saying. The kingdom of God is not outside there. It's not tomorrow. It doesn't appear from the sky. It is within you and everywhere. Hallelujah. It's the realm of the spirit. So set your affections on high. This is what happened to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was not healed by somebody coming to lay his hands on him. Nobody had to go and do a hobo shabababa on the king there. Nobody had to do a night vigil on the king. Nobody had to pay a tithe on his head. I'm trying to tell you, let God deliver you from all these traditions of men. These things rob you of your power. They rob you of your glory. Jesus Christ spoke about them. About those traditions of men. What they do is to what? To deny the power of God in you. They rob you of your glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in the reality of the what the gospel says. Hallelujah. What delivered the king Nebuchadnezzar was that his face was lifted up to heaven. Once more, he started to see, have his mind once more in heavenly places. He now began to see the real world, the realm of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the nature of the beast was taken away from him.
Amen.
He was now transformed back into the image of God that he is. Hallelujah. You do this by faith today. When you pray, what do you pray for? That the kingdom comes. That the reality of the presence, the essence of God becomes alive in me. That kingdom come. Hallelujah. That is the prayer. Some people, they accuse me that we don't pray in the church. I have been to, I've walked in heaven, I've seen the third heavens of God. You can't tell me about prayers. I'm telling this thing not as a boasting, just to tell you, I know what I've said. You can't tell me about prayers. The word is coming to deliver you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've been howling for years, howling, howling, howling for years. And what has it done for you? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are shouting and you are going around in circles when the thing that you really need is already there, waiting for you to take it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Take your thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, look up into the heavens. It is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to see it and recognize it and take it for yourself, because it is what? It is yours. What happened to the prodigal son? After he was there with the pigs, you know what the pigs do? The pigs, have you seen a pig looking up before? Go to the farm and look at the pig today. The pig's head is always to the ground. And it's always rolling in the mud. So the prodigal son left the realm of the father and went to the realm of the pigs. He started to live in carnality, you know, thinking that this world is his own. He became earthly minded, carnal, terrestrial. But the time came, the Bible says he came to his senses and he remembered the father's house. You know, if you look at the Bible says he descended to another country. When he went back to the father, he ascended. First of all, he remembered. First of all, the face was lifted up from the pilgrim. You know, when your face is lifted up, now you begin to see the heavenly. You begin to remember the realm of the Father God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, I will go back to the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is what God wants. Recognize it. See the heavenly vision once more. And walk in the reality of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in it by faith. Not that, continue in it. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, him that endures to the end shall be saved. We have seen a body in the heavens and we are all one. Praise God.
Amen.
We are one not because we go to the same church. We are one not because we are of the same tribe. We are one not because you are black. We are one because we are connected from the beginning in God. We have a divine connection that can never be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter what you do to me, no matter what I do to you, we must enter in by love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you better just forget whatever anybody did to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let it go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you begin to see in the heavens, all those things will begin to leave you gradually. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let these things drop out of your life. Hallelujah. Because without love, you cannot attain to the power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Power cannot be given to a devil. Somebody say, who is the devil here? Praise God. Hallelujah. let's move on. Go down to verse 5. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. You people have to cheer up, eh? You have to give me some fire.
Yes,
amen. Everybody just make one kind today. Be happy, amen.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I like it. When you smile, hey, now my body they move again. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For these things' sake, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now you put off all these things: anger, Somebody angry here? Are you angry? He says, put it away. Put away wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another. You know what? You know how we tell lies to one another? When we deny that we are one. When we deny that we are one body in God. That is lies. That is the lie that God is talking about here. Amen. When the Bible says that there was no lie in their mouth. What is truth? Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. When you confess Christ and confess our oneness in Christ, that is truth. So when you speak outside of that, you are a liar. Hallelujah. And no liar has a part in God's kingdom. So we have to tune our mouth. Amen?
Amen.
When you can tune that one, that aspect, the ordinary lies on the earth will be taken away also. Amen. Because some people, when they say good morning to you, you better look at your time. Hallelujah. Abyss is ambitious. Some people, when you say good morning to them, you go look your clock.
You're not tired this
question. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on a new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Do you see that you are the image of God? That is the image that you now begin to walk in. Let the old man die away. Trevor is no more. So the one that offended Trevor, well, I don't know the Trevor you are offended. The one that caused the trouble, which trouble are you talking about? It's no more Trevor. There is one new man, a celestial man with his Christ. As you look up into the heavens, Jesus Christ says that all eyes shall see him. It's the book of Revelations. All eyes shall
see him.
As you see him, you are transformed. You conform to that image that you are seeing, that celestial image. Hallelujah. There is no way this thing can be fulfilled when we walk as men. If you walk as a man, you cannot fulfill the gospel, or rather the will of God in your life. We must let go of everything human in us. Somebody said, but Pastor, it will be taken away from you anyway. You have to come to the place like Enoch. The Bible says Enoch walked as a man for 600 years, 300 years, after which he did what? He walked with God. How can two walk together except they agree? He walked with God. That means he has finished walking as a man. The era of walking as a man was over. Now he now began to walk in the likeness, in the image, in God himself. Having his being in God, walking in God. And the Bible says Enoch was what? Was not. They didn't find him. He was what? Taken away. You want to start today now to walk as God in God? Having your being in him, walking in the image of God? That is what the gospel is here about. Jesus Christ never married, he never had a child, he never had anything that of this world. But today, the ones went get and buckle, they look for him. You can only be a blessing to others or to the brethren when you can let go of all, make this supreme sacrifice by walking in the revelation of the Christ that you are. And I tell you, he's not a man, he's a celestial being. He educates us. You see, when it comes to teach us, he doesn't teach us about becoming good men. It's not about morality. Amen. It's not about traditional religious, rituals. All these are just darkness. When God gave Moses the commandment, God was revealing to Moses the mystery of we. But Moses went and wrote Lord, although you know the people rejected actually when Moses came the first time, they rejected him. The Bible says Moses had to put a veil over his face, which is symbolic. When people are reading the Bible or the laws, what they are reading is a veiled version of what God intended to pass to them. Because they love not the knowledge of the truth, he gave them the lie. So people, you see them doing all kind of things, they call it church and all that, it's just darkness. There is no God in that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is no God in those things. They are dead works. God is the gospel comes to deliver us. You're not subject to the tyranny of men and to the lies of men, carrying the bodies of men in vain. Rather know the truth of your essence. All the laws, the Ten Commandments was revealing the mystery of the body of God, which is the body of love. Hallelujah. The Ten Commandments is fulfilled in our oneness with each other. It's fulfilled in our love for one another. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And love your neighbor
as yourself.
Because there is only God. That's what he's saying. If we can see the heavenly visions, we now begin to see ourselves as one spirit. The Lord is the spirit, and he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. We are one body, indivisible in the heavens. That's what he's saying. That is the law. Everything that you see in the law, that's all God was saying. He never intended that people start doing this or doing that way. No. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we have that revelation of these things, healing flows to the church. The power of God becomes visible and manifest in the church. People are healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see, you begin to experience once more your realm in Eden. Can we stand up?
Amen.
It's a body of love. A body of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The work is in yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to worry yourself about you know, church structures or organizations. What God wants you to do is to come unto him first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he's interested in you first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Saul went around looking for the donkeys of his father. You know Saul in the Bible?
Yes.
He went around looking for the donkeys of the father. And as he was searching for the donkeys of the father, he met the prophet of God. And the prophet of God told him, forget about the donkeys, they have been found. You follow me and I will take you to a high place where you will hear prophecy. That was how he was crowned a king. Some of us are busy chasing the father's asses, trying to find the father's asses and trying to save the world. Praise God. And God is telling that they have been found. Hallelujah. You cannot save nobody. Hallelujah. You cannot do church. You just ascend higher, let the Spirit lead you higher.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you see what will happen. Hallelujah. If we have love among the brethren, praise God. I know many times that we go out there to ask how we will pay for the bills, and the bills are already paid. Amen. We've seen this a couple of times here. Praise God. Nobody has to take a scripture and start to blackmail you, tell you lies, that you will perish, you will die, you are robbing God. You are robbing God when you don't submit yourself to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the robbing. And when you do that, you now become subject to corruption. That's what the Bible is saying. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. A body of love in the heavens.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Love conquers all things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love is not bloated up. It's not pompous. It's not puffed up. Love believes all things. Hallelujah. And this whole world was founded by love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Only those that walk in love and in unity, in selflessness, can actually experiment, can actually manifest the unlimited power of God.
Amen.
Because it works by love.
Amen.
Innocence and love.
Amen.
They are married together. Hallelujah.